हरे कृष्णा, वी डोंट नीड एज मच टू कलेक्ट एज टू बी कलेक्टेड. टुडेज सोसाइटी कल्चर स्पेशली द मीडिया द गोड अस थ्रू एग्रेसिव एडवर्टाइजमेंट फॉर कलेक्टिंग थिंग्स. बाय दिस, गेट दिस, ओन दिस, ड्राइव दिस, एग्जिबिट दिस, एंजॉय दिस. सो स्पेशली देर आर पीपल हु आर who even become shopaholics. They're addicted to shopping, and especially with supermarkets where hundreds of things are available at the same place, or with online shopping where just by a click we can purchase things. The traditional controls on impulsive buying that were there have largely broken down, and thus people collect huge quantities of things. And many times in people's houses there are loads of things which they have purchased, which after purchasing they hardly ever use them. They just pile up in their house more and more and more, and sometimes even after purchasing they think, oh, why did I purchase that? What was I thinking about? And unfortunately they may think like this, but if others ask, why did you purchase that, if their relatives ask, family members ask, then at that time they want to justify, you know, I think we'll use it like this. Actually it doesn't turn out to be of any use, and they don't use it, but just this impulsive purchase that happens. So now we are taught to believe that happiness comes by collecting more and more things, and that's why we just collect things. Maybe getting this will make me happy, maybe getting this will make me happy, getting this will make me happy. Now more than what we need is, more than collecting things, is that we need to be collected. We need to be collected means that our own thoughts, our own desires, if they are running in 100 different directions, then we can never be happy. If we want to be happy, our own thoughts need to be focused. Our own thoughts need to be centered on something valuable. Without that, no matter how much we collect, we will not be happy. In the Bhagavad Gita 2.66, Krishna says, Nasti buddhir ayuktasya nacha yuktasya bhavana nacha bhavyatah shantir ashantasya kutah sukham. So he says, yuktasya. Yuktasya means engaged in yoga, connected with higher spiritual reality. So when we are connected, then we are collected. When we are connected with higher spirituality, when we are connected with spiritual knowledge, when we are connected with Krishna through our devotional remembrance, then we are collected. Collected means we are composed. We are not, our own thoughts are not fragmented. We are not disintegrated internally. Our desires are not dissipated over hundreds of things. And when we are not collected, when we are not connected, we cannot be collected. And when we are not collected, nasti buddhir. Krishna says we cannot have intelligence. Because whichever desire calls us louder, pulls us louder, we become captivated by that desire. Nacha yuktasya bhavana. And as long as the desire is pulling us, we cannot have any peace. Nacha bhavyatah shantir. And if the mind is being pulled here and there, then we cannot have peace. And Krishna concludes the rhetorical question, ashantasya kutah sukham. If there is no shanti, then where is there is no peace, then where is the question of happiness? So happiness is not at all possible if our mind is being pulled here and there and is not at all at peace. And that's why it is not that we cannot take new things. Yes, we may, when good things come up which are useful for us, which are helpful for us, we can take them. But before collecting things, we need to collect ourselves. That means we need to have our thoughts under control. We need to have our desires under control. And then we can deliberate calmly. Then our buddhi will be with us. That same section Krishna talks about, tasya prajna pratishtha. Such a person has sound intelligence. So with that intelligence, when we deliberate, when we think, then we can decide, okay, this is what I should be doing, this is what I should not be doing. And then we will be able to choose wisely. So our spiritual practices such as scriptural study and meditation, they may, from a materialistic perspective, seem to be a waste of time. But they will help us to collect ourselves. They will connect us with Krishna, and when we are connected, then we will be collected. And once we are internally collected, then what we need to collect, we can wisely decide. And thus, we can avoid the perpetual dissatisfaction which comes when our thoughts are dissipated. And whether we have little or we have lot, because we are connected with Krishna, we will be satisfied. Thank you. Hare Krishna.